with these cooks. Now, I always got to play some good music. It's either going to be by Marcel Casanova, it's going to be by Cash In, or it's going to be by Billy Cook, Mr. So Iconic. So why don't we just go ahead and get into it? And let me let you go ahead and listen to, let's see, I Do It For. This is by Cash In right here on 5926 Central. Be right back.
I live for them niggas that ain't make it off the block, tryna get a van, tryna hustle up a night. I do it for them niggas that ain't make it out the spot. I gotta give them everything that they never got. I live for the hood, live for the block. I do it for my people cause they tryna make it out. I live for the hood, do it for the block. I gotta give them everything that they never got. You know it. Tryna be the go hustle like I'm broke, I just wanna get to the cash. I just wanna get a bag, ain't trip on the shit in the past. Cause I know people looking at me, so I gotta grind and make it happen. I spit facts, don't do no capping, I'm interactive, can't do no lacking. This for my partners that's in the cage, keep your head up, I feel your pain. This for the ones we lost the pain, y'all faces still on my brain. I do me, I ain't switching lanes, keep it 100, you know how I'm coming. It's all about money, ain't calling, I'm running. It's up, then I'm jumping, ain't doing no front. This shit on my back, I'm the chosen one, go and get it, they don't owe me nothing. Got a heart, but it's a broken one. I live for the niggas that ain't make it off the block, tryna get a van, tryna hustle up a night. I do it for them niggas that ain't make it out the spot. I gotta give them everything that they never got. I live for the hood, live for the block. I do it for my people cause they tryna make it out. I live for the hood, do it for the block. I gotta give them everything that they never got.
When you look in my eyes, you gon' see the hood, you gon' see the rain, you gon' see the pain. That's the kind of shit that make you insane. I just hope you understood our trials and tribulations. I feel like I'm in a matrix. So many people were supposed to make it. That's why my drive is so amazing. Cause I'm not letting my niggas go back to the bullshit, nigga, that's lame. So I'm about to make a new way for all the people saying my name. When it's pouring down 5800, my brain cold ain't stopping. I'ma get it done, I'ma run it back like I'm Usain Bolt. If you ain't know, I'm just saying, no, that's my plan. I'ma stand on it like a man. And it's not a game, I'm not playing. I'm doing all that I can.
I live for them niggas that ain't make it off the block, tryna get a van, tryna hustle up a night. I do it for them niggas that ain't make it out the spot. I gotta give them everything that they never got. I live for the hood, live for the block. I do it for my people cause they tryna make it out. I live for the hood, do it for the block. I gotta give them everything that they never got. You know it.
That was Cash In. Listen, let y'all know that he's repping Overdale. All right, he's repping South Park. He's repping the hood right here in Houston, Texas. I love you, and there's nothing you can do about it. You are listening to 5926 Central with none other than Shazam. All right, and Queenie. And guess what? We're going to keep it moving. We got some topics we're going to talk about today. Number one, Bruce Jenner, Caitlyn Jenner, he weighed in on transgender women performing performing with female athletes and what he has to or she has to say about it. Let's put it like that. Cops still killing. We're gonna talk about it. Listen, on the I was gonna dive into it. Might as well. I got Mello, the singer, here with us. She has some passionate things to say about it. Mello.
Yes.
Now, you were talking about this whole thing about when the verdict came in, the guilty verdict came in. Even then, it was still some killing going on. Okay? How do you feel about it?
Well, the killing that I was talking about was, I think it was Micaiah or Micaiah. I'm not sure of her name. Micaiah Bryant. She was in a scuffle with some women or whatever, and when the cops pulled up on the scene, you know, she called them They got to the car, didn't ask any questions. They just shot her because she had the weapon. Now, I understand that there's a lot of heat behind cops killing black people and really just out here just taking our lives. But in that situation and the time that it came out, it just really was not a really good situation for the cop, because with the murder of George Floyd and how he was, you know, how we're just really tired of them doing us in, and then for him to go and go back and kill this black girl,
exactly.
It just really, really just did not make a good situation for him. But I could understand where he's coming from, because as a cop, and you, as a cop, you pull up to the situation, you got called, and then you see someone attacking, like, you don't see the face behind the voice. You don't see who's on the phone, who called you, who needed help. All you see is someone else is about to get stabbed.
Yeah,
like,
but, okay, tell me this. Okay, so, yeah, they show up on the spot. We also had a cop that pulled a gun instead of a taser. Why can't we pull the taser? Why are our cops allergic to tasers?
I didn't even think of that. Okay, now I understand. Now, if it was a white man, he probably would have pulled out his taser, or he probably would have tried to de-escalate situations. I've seen many situations where a white person, like, there was this one Instagram video I was watching. This dude had just got through murdering people, like, not, like, murdering people in a game, and they were losing. No, like, he was, like, literally taking their lives. And while he was in handcuffs on the ground, cops were giving him water. They were giving him water. And then one dude,
when George Floyd was on the ground with Sandy, can't breathe, and had about three police officers on top of him, what did they do to aid him? Obviously,
nothing. He's dead. And it was when, since they took this, he just got from murdering a whole bunch of black people in the church, and they took him to Burger King. Make it make sense. I can understand if he didn't have a taser, okay, you know, you get out, you just start busting. But honestly, like, there was a better way he could have handled the situation. That's what I'd say. Better way he could have tased it, he could have done anything to de-escalate the situation. But I think cops these days, they need to be retrained or thrown out and a whole new batch needs to come in, because these cops, they are really just on site. Like, everything is on site. Like, they don't care about nothing. They just on site. They're just ready to kill. Like,
and it seems like, I agree, you know, it seems like it's just getting worse. The more that justice is served, the more that cops, you know, and I'm tripping, because why aren't they firing these cops and prosecuting these police officers? And I know everybody got to have a trial, but can they make it to trial, though? You have so many, they are on unpaid leave, or they on leave, unpaid leave, whatever it is. Excuse me.
Everything should have happened as it is.
Yeah.
Just like it would have been.
The cop that was there should have arrested the cop.
The cop, you know, like, come on, bro.
Can we make it to where the cop can arrest
the cop? Like, you tripping. Like, go ahead, get in the head.
Go ahead. We're going to go ahead. You know. Yeah, just go ahead.
Right.
He ought to just lay down flat on his stomach.
It seems like these days, like, even though they kind of, like, had it out for us already, it just seems like they have, like, more of a focused vendetta to just kill or to just take us out. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. It's scary.
That is. It's scary. It's scary for our youth. It's scary for our sons. It's scary for our daughters. It's scary. Because, look, people were saying, our black men. Well, you know, I'm going to say our black people, because they have taken out just as many black women, okay? I saw a police officer punching. On TV, they found him. He was just punching. You go to YouTube, you can find it. He was just punching a lady in the face and throwing her on the back of the car. Do you understand what I'm saying? And I think that, and I said this on another show, why do they have cops who deal with murderers doing traffic stops? I don't understand why you have a cop that shoots, and you have trained him as a sniper or whatever. You have trained him to kill people or to, you know, handle rough cases. Why are they pulling people over in cars? Why do you have these cops? These type of cops need to be in their type of situation.
Right.
Look, these lives that have been lost on the side of the street is because the police department has not evaluated or assessed what that neighborhood needs, what, you know, because I promise you, you can't, I'm not a security guard type person. You can't tell me to secure nothing. You get what I'm saying? Right? But you can tell me to pray for somebody. Here I am. You know, secure some, I'm not. I'm going to get one of my pit bulls out there and deal with it. So I feel like if you got a cop that's naturally aggressive, right, he needs to be, look, deploy him when it calls for him to be out there. Right? Get these cops some counseling. After you, listen,
some sympathy training.
Because first of all, if you send a cop, those that were in the war, right, they have been killing people. They have been doing it. You can't take that person and give them a badge and tell them to pull people over.
No.
They've been fighting with the Taliban, you know. You cannot put a person that's going through, PTSD on the side of the street when a grandmother, you understand me, is going 5 minutes over the speed limit. They showed a video where they pulled somebody's grandmother over.
Oh, yeah, that was so bad.
They harassed her so bad that she urinated on herself. You understand what I'm saying? So I think it needs to be some serious hardcore, sit down at the round table and figure this out before it be an all-out war right here on USO.
But other people, they train the murderers or they deal with this and that and this. But what about the people that, before they even go to the academy, they raised by racist people?
It's in them.
Like, what can you do? Because they can hide it. It ain't nothing worse than a person that's racist and you don't know that they racist.
Oh, my God.
Because you can sit down with them, you can talk to them, and these people, I don't know if they got something wrong with their brain or what, but, like, they can hide it. They hide it. They'll say, buddy, and the next thing you know, you in their trunk. Like,
right.
I don't know.
But it's just like you said. If they were raised in a household like that, then obviously they saw how their parents faced it. You know, they saw how they faced it. So you think about it. You raised up in a household where they show you how to be evil, but they show you how to blend in with everybody else, right? Oh, you got to keep your job, right? You gotta deal with certain types of people to get the things that you want, right? But we're going to let you know that even though you're dealing with them, they are nothing. They are worth nothing. They are not even human. Cause
right.
Remember back in the day, they had it even in the Constitution and all that. That
human.
We wasn't even human.
We didn't even qualify for a full vote.
Oh, my God.
Of a vote.
Oh, my God.
And then it's like when I was thinking about the George Floyd thing, I was going to say that. I was like, he wasn't even treating him like a human. Like,
not
he was completely ignoring him. Like, he just was
but his really hand,
set on killing him.
His hand, with his hand in his pocket.
To make it worse. And it's
oh
like, they
my
don't
God.
Even see a human. How do you?
And then what? The
be like that and getting a job where you service
people. And if you watch the court case, right, and how they were trying to say, well, he died of a heart attack. Okay, well, what brought the heart attack on?
Right. He
what? So you mean to tell me, either way it went, if he was walking down the street, he was to die right there at that moment of a heart attack. Come
no,
on.
His life
Get
was
real.
Snubbed from him. It was taken.
It
from
was
him.
Taken.
Because if he didn't encounter those cops, those dirty cops, he would probably still be with his daughter right now. Or he probably would still be able to talk to his mom
or his
brothers or whoever his family members
exactly.
are. That cop stole his life, took his life.
Exactly. And I think that everybody that got on this little Trump escapade, not saying really walk in his shoes, but what if it was your white child, come on that ground like that? What if it was your white child when that cop pulled up? Watch this.
Screaming for his mom.
Watch this. When the cop pulled up and those girls was fighting, right? And the cop took your daughter out. All I'm saying, we got to really, we the humans, yeah, but just as a human being, forget race. Just as a human being, are we going to really, in this world today, understand that we all came here the same way? Oh, my goodness. Y'all, that was a heated little situation. We coming back, and we're going to be talking about Lizzo, we're going to be talking about being body positive, okay, in just a few minutes. So why don't we, you know, put a little bit of our Mr. So Iconic. Yes, I said we'll be right back in just a few minutes. Tell somebody.
Thank you.
We have been having a good discussion about cops, serial killers. I'm just saying. So we're gonna turn the tide through body positivity. Okay, we want to talk about love yourself, accept yourself. And one of the people that pops up in the news a lot when it comes to this topic is Lizzo. Oh, my God. People don't want to see Lizzo naked. They don't want to see Lizzo because Lizzo is not the status quo of beauty or fine, like they like to say, fine is wine, you know, according to society. So we want to dive into that a little bit, you know. Again, we have Mello the singer. I also have Simone here. So hopefully they will, you know, for the millennials, you know, for this generation. I love to make sure that the right voices are heard and things like this, because Lizzo is very prominent in your generation. So how did you feel about the picture that Lizzo posted of her being naked?
Honestly, I really wasn't fazed by it because everybody's naked nowadays. I'm just like, oh, a body part, and I just keep scrolling. It don't really bother me because why everybody is naked?
Why do you think people were so messed up by or so bothered by Lizzo doing it? We all know it's obvious.
Why? She's a big girl, but people are bothered because she's comfortable with being a big girl. Certain people don't like when a person that don't fit their standard is comfortable with themselves. People always got a problem with everything, especially with women. People pick at women on everything they do. You're too skinny. You're too thick. You're solid. Your
nose too big.
Everything. They pick at everything.
Your lips.
But when a person like Lizzo comes out of nowhere and she do not care, like when I say do not care about what you have to say about her, it takes their power and it irritates them. It raises them like, oh, you fat. Okay, I know that. Thank you. It just took their power. They don't like that because that's the only power that they have, the power that you give them. That's the only power that they have. And when they realize they ain't got that, they realize they ain't got nothing.
And I think it's important, too, to know your worth, to know what you are worth. Me, myself, would not put my naked body out there on social media. Okay. Now, we talk about the positive side of this, which is she's showing other women and other girls that love you, you know, be proud of you, accept you. And we don't even address this in men. Men have this same, well, now let me take you back. Some men don't have this issue. Let's be real. Oh, they want to call them big losers. They want to call them LaVert. They want to call them Big Papa. They want to call it. So when it comes to a woman being, you know, they like to say fat. I'm going to say P-A-T, pretty hot and tempered. Let's move on. You know, or they, you know, with a man, it's different. It's different. Why do you think it's so different?
Because the world is ran by men. It's different. Men, the people that run the world are big, fat, white men. So, I'm sorry. Now, I'm not going to be racist or body shame, but that's honestly, like, people that mostly have money are fat, white men. So when they set the standard of beauty, what are they going to say? Oh, if he got boobs, then don't date them, or they're not about to criticize themselves.
Do you think, because I just thought about this while you were talking, do you think that, for example, I was watching this movie, and it was a quote-unquote white fat man, had a lot of money, right? But he was dating this younger girl when she was about 18, 20, but really 17 later on the movie, find out.
Wow.
And so he wanted to put her in the picture show. You know, he wanted to do all of these things for her to show her that she was so beautiful just so he can hit. That's
right.
How they say it. Okay. So when you said that, I thought about that. That really portrays what goes on. Even if it's a visually challenged man, right? He goes after the woman he thinks he can't have, the picture of beauty that the society, that level of beauty that society has set, right? And he showers her. He gives her this. He gives her that. He wants what they call eye candy. He wants the woman that everybody wants, right? I think that the world, society has been set up that way to where even people's self-esteem, the rejection, who's accepted, is set by this ridiculous standard. It's ridiculous. Most of the people in America are obese. Most of the people. Right? So, but who will they put on the front of a magazine? Mm-hmm. Right? They just got to a place where you can be dark black. Let's say that. Black skin on a magazine cover. Viola Davis came in here and blew people away. But me, I was saying to myself, she's a black woman. We are celebrating something that they should have been doing in the first place, whether you light skin, red skin, you know what I'm saying? So I think
they celebrate.
We should be celebrated, period. Bam. I'm just saying, bam, that is. That is. So body positive. It's very important for a person to love themselves and the uniqueness of who they are. It's a lot of people losing weight, killing themselves to lose weight. Look, lose all the weight, get a new behind, get a new set of breasts. I want a nose like so-and-so. And I hear a lot of people say, if you got the money to do it, do it. But people, it's a lady that went and had her face destroyed. Do you know what I'm saying? Kept getting surgeries, kept getting tummy tucks, kept getting stuff shoved into her behind. And she's a living mess right now.
And it was crazy. Some of these women, I look at these women before they get their plastic surgery and everything, and I'm like, dang, it's so pretty.
So pretty.
And then they go and botch their face up.
Oh, my God.
Some insecure person, somebody that don't even like themselves, say, your nose too big.
Yeah.
Your nose too small.
Yeah.
Your lips ain't the right size. And then they go and mess up themselves because a person that don't even like themselves said something.
But, you know, or jealous of them. Jealous. Watch it. But, you know, a lot of the women in the music business, that's why, you know, I applaud Lizzo, you know. Like I said, I wouldn't be naked, me myself.
Mm-hmm.
But Lizzo, it's a lot of people in the music business, the genre that she's in, the work that she's in, that have been pressured into fixing something. Oh, you got your voice is off the chain, but if we could just get your body
right
to match your voice. And then there they go. Or, you know, hips, they didn't got they cut out.
Ooh.
They didn't got, they didn't became the picture, they think, the picture of beauty. And really, they don't look good.
They don't even look like them. And then it's one person that I used to look at, like, not even in a beauty standard conversation. I just look at her and be like, that's one beautiful person.
Mm-hmm.
And she got her nose done. Out of Michael Jackson nose now.
Oh,
no offense, Michael Jackson, Lord rest his soul.
But that was his nose, though.
That's
well, it wasn't his nose. Let's be.
It wasn't. It was.
Diana, he borrowed it too. He borrowed.
But she got this nose, and I'm just like, it just changed her whole face, and it's just like, oh my gosh, I just wish some of these people that got money before they got money, they truly loved themselves.
Yeah.
Because they just. Take it too far.
And keep going.
Like,
keep
what they gonna do at the end of the day when they look in the mirror? Like, that's not even you anymore.
But that's what I'm saying. People that started off like over 20 years ago getting plastic surgery, you look at them today as an elderly person and they look like a monster. It's a lady. She was getting a butt implant, and the person that put the butt implants in put in concrete. Yes, it was on the news. They call it a botched butt job or whatever. And her, you could see the lumps and stuff. And I'm not talking about just a few little lumps. I'm talking about it was horrible to look at. But she told her story so that people could learn to love themselves. That woman had to go and get so much surgery to get all that toxic stuff out of her body. This lady was doing these surgeries in her house. How you gonna tell yourself, okay, and go in somebody's house?
And then, see, what I was taught growing up was, like, I used to have this thing where I pick at my face, and sometimes I still have a problem with it, but My mom will tell me, do not take it to your face. Like, this is your face. You have to live with this face. You have to go through life with this face. This face is going to do this for you. This face is going to do this for you. It's your face.
It's your face.
And when I've seen people, like, it's not even picking. Like, they're literally putting things in their face.
Oh, my
like,
God.
Like, changing the way they look. Like, your mom had you, like, what is your mom thinking? Like, I had my child. She looked like me.
Some moms are there with them.
I know, but it's like, deep down, like, do they mom love themselves, too? Because you letting them do this, like, that's your seed, that's your offspring. They look like you. It's a combination of you and somebody else, and then they don't even love themselves where they change. They don't even look like themselves anymore.
Yeah.
Like,
but I'm with you. I'm with you. Love it. Love yourself first. Are you getting it? You love yourself fine. But I'm talking about a level of loving yourself, just like when we talk about natural hair, which makes no difference to me because, you know, I'll, you know, get a perm or whatever, you know. But I'm talking about when you literally – just to make yourself, I'm talking about when your attitude behind it is, I'm going to make myself look like this because I want people to tell me I'm beautiful. I want people, when they see me, to see beauty. I want this, I want that, and don't realize that the more stuff you get, look, beautiful or not, people are going to talk about you.
Bad.
Look, botched surgeries. Even if your surgery come out perfect and you look beautiful, they still gonna talk about you. Your behind ain't real. Your boobs ain't real. It's always gonna be something bad.
Right. So if you don't have your own back, who gonna have it?
Who gonna have it? Wow. You know, this is a good show. We're gonna keep it moving. Like I said, we're gonna take another break. When we come back, guess what we're talking about? Are you gonna have a hot girl or hot guy summer right here on 5926 Central? Let's listen to a little bit of, let's see. On the bridge is falling down, falling. So let's listen to a little bit of Marcel Casanova. We'll be right back.
Lean on, man.
And now, more.
Yeah, I'm country with it like trail riding. Two dough on that cowhide. Teeth shine like sunshine. 40 cocked on my waistline. Country boy, but I don't smoke hate. Loud, sweet in my ashtray. Treat every day like my last day.
Treat every day like my last day?
I'm country. AC on with the windows down. If you see me, no contenders round. Talk of the town, I shut them down. Moonshine and joints rolled. If I'm in the game, then points go. House parties and drink pose. Pimp talk and kangos.
I'm country. You hear the country talk. Yeah. You see the country walk. Yeah. You smell the country homie. Yeah. You feel the country homie. Yeah. I'm country.
So
a dangerous combination. We gon' let the world see. We put in work and pay the dues. Homie, this right here ain't free. This R&B came naturally. Can't deny it's meant to be. We fell so deep in this game. But we some country boys, so we were born to play.
Welcome back, welcome back. Okay, my guest has to depart from here. So we wanted to hit another topic before she goes, okay? We wanted to talk a little bit about, what did you say? Oh, she wanted to talk a little bit about when a guy tells you, oh, this one? Okay, all right. So she's going to talk about Caitlyn Jenner, Bruce Jenner, Caitlyn Jenner, okay? And how he weighed in on, because you know he's running for office, you know what, the California. So he said that.
Well, that was a question saying, how do you feel about transgender women, like you know, boys that transition to a female? How do you feel about them being in women's sports?
And so he said that he did not agree with it. He said that it's not fair. So what do you think about it?
I feel the same way. It's like past everything, gender pronouns, and just being respectful of who a person is, you have to think about it biologically and anatomy of a person. If you are a man, if you were born a man, you are stronger than a woman. You are physically stronger than a woman. Your muscles develop bigger than a woman. You're just stronger. Like, it's not fair to get into a woman's sport. And you dominate all these females, and like you didn't really earn that title because you're not in a class with people that's as strong as you. Like,
but you know what? What caught me is when he said, if you were born biologically a boy, he said he didn't say born. He said if you are biologically a boy. Now, okay, I'm not gonna get into. Gender type situation. All I'm saying is, I agree. If you are biologically a boy, then you need to be in sports with other males. That's all I have to say about it. All right? Well, we've had a good time on the show tonight. Don't want to hold anybody. Just want to let you know that we are on it and we're going to have good topics next week. You want to send a shout out to Zam, let her know that we missed on the show tonight, and it's all good in the hood. We love you, take care, and there's nothing you can do about it.
God has blessed me with. To God be the glory for the great things that he has done.